So as it relates to the raid, we'll focus on this very, very, very last gemara. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Afani Omer, lo yakoil lo'oira, v'lo yakoil l'simcha. Lo'asid lo'voi, there's going to be oira for those that merit it, and there's going to be simcha for those that are merit it. But not everyone's going to get oira, not everyone's going to get simcha. In fact, tzadikim, someone that's a tzadik, he's going to be zoicha to oira. V'yisharim, someone that's a yashar, l'simcha, he's going to be zoicha to simcha. How do I know that, said Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak? It's the pasuk. Oir zaruah latzadik uli yishrei lev simcha. Oir is zaruah latzadik uli yishrei lev. The person that's a yashar, he's going to get simcha. Rashi says, last Rashi in the parak, yisharim l'simcha. The tzadik's going to get oir. The yashar is going to get simcha. Says Rashi, simcha is more than oir. Simcha is more than oir. So in the world of matan schar, you want to know what's a better benefit? What's more geshmak? Simcha is a more geshmaka thing than oir. And the reason that the yashar then is going to get simcha and the tzaddik is only going to get oir is the yasharim adifim mitzadikim. The reason is because a yashar is really other from a tzaddik. And because the yashar is other from the tzaddik, it's for that reason that the tzaddik who's on the lower madrega, it's oir zeruah latzaddik. He's going to only get oir. Whereas the yashar who's on the higher madrega, it's going to be uli yishrei leiv simcha. So exactly what is a yashar and what is a tzaddik? So that's already a little bit of a complicated noise. Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to have a related raid bite from Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah, the Netziv and his Hakdama to his Perish Al HaTorah, his Hamikdavar. So he has a famous thesis about the definition of the word Yashar, specifically the fact that the Avos were referred to as Yesharim. So it's Negeya Dezdaf, it's also Negeya all the Parshiyas HaShavua. So that's going to be a related raid bite. But Rashi says, regardless of what a Yashar and what a Tzaddik is, one thing is clear. The Yashar is on a higher Madrega than the Tzaddik. And that's why Ur is a Ruah LeTzaddik. But the Yashar, the Yishrei Leif, he's going to get a bigger reward. He's going to get Simcha. The Marsha in Chedushei Agadis, right here on this Rashi, it's also the last Marsha in the first parak of Masechtas Tainus. There was a lot of Agadot in the first parak of Masechtas Tainus. As a result, there were a lot of Marshas. So this is the last Marsha in Chedushei Agadis in the first parak of Masechtas Tainus. Says the Marsha, Pirish Rashi, Yisharim Adifim Mitzadikim. Aval Haraj Bekasa. But the Rajba said, Shaha Yisharim Hi Madrega Lamata Mitzadikim. That it's in the reverse. And that really, the Yashar is on a lower Madrega than the Tzadik. The Chein Nira, says the Marsha, Minusach Nishmas. It's Mashma that way a little bit from the tefillah of Nishmas. Shesidron. When we say Nishmas, we say, Bifi Yisharim Tisroimam, Uvesivtsei Tzadikim Tisbarech, Uvilshoin Chasidim Tiskadosh, Uvikerev Kedoshim Tishalo. Says the Marsha in Chedushei Agadis, the last Marsha in the first parak of Masechtas Tainus, that this tefillah, it mentions four levels in Avodas Hashem. Yashar, Tzadik, Chassid and Kaddish. Befi Yisharim Tisroimim, Uvisivtsei Tzadikim Tisbarech, Uvilshoin Chasidim Tiskadosh, Uvikerev Kedoshim Tisal. So the Marsha says that these four madrigas that are mentioned in Nishmas are also mentioned Behadraga. The Yashar is the lowest of the four. Tzadik is number two. The Chassid is number three. And the Kaddish is number four. If that's the case, says the Marsha, it's mashma like the Rajba, not like Rashi. Because first you say Befi Yisharim Tisroim, and then you say Besivtsei Tzadikim Tisbarach. So first you mention the Yashar, and then you mention the Tzadik. But the point is, since Yashar first, and it's Tzadik second, which is the Rajba, not Rashi. We have a Machlokes, Rashi and the Rajba. What's better, a Tzadik or a Yashar? Rashi says Yashar is Adif Mitzadik. Says the Marsha, the Rajba said that it's just the opposite. The Tzadik is more Chashav than the Yashar. Says the Marsha, V'chein Nirmi Nusach Nishmas. It's Muchach that way from the Nusach of Nishmas, because in Nishmas we say Bifi Yisharim Tisroim in first, and Ubasiv say Tzadikim Tisbarach, we say last. Incidentally, the Marsha said that the four Madregas that are mentioned in Nishmas are in order. First Yashar, then Tzadik, then Chassid, and then Kaddish. If that's the case, it would seem then that the Kaddish is the highest of these four Madregas. The Kaddish is more Chashiv than the Chassid, he's certainly more Chashiv than the Tzadik, and he's certainly more Chashiv than the Yashar. The emphasis is not so pashit. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a Braisa in the name of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. And the truth is, this is a famous Gemara. But what's even more famous is the Sefer that was written based on this Gemara. The Sefer Mesilas Yesharim was written based on one Braisa. Amar Pinchas Ben Yair. Torah mevia lidei zehirus. Zehirus mevia lidei zrizos. Zrizos mevia lidei nekios. Nekios mevia lidei precious. Precious mevia lidei tyra. Tyra mevia lidei anova. Anova mevia lidei yiras chait. Yiras chait mevia lidei kedusha. Kedusha mevia lidei ruach hakodesh. And if you look at the Gemara inside, there's a whole bunch of oisnias. There's little alephs and bases and gimels and dalets, because there's major issues over here with what the right gears is. But Pinchas Ben Yair, he introduced the Braisa, which really outlines the Seder of Avodas Hashem. You start off, you have to learn Torah. Torah, it brings to Zahiros, which brings to Zrizos, and then eventually, if you reach, you're able to scale the entire mountain, Ruach HaKodesh, Tchias HaMeisim, the holiest of the holy, you come to the highest of all the Madregas. So the Gemara says, so what's the highest Madrega? The Chasidus Gedoyla Mikulan. The highest Madrega is Chasidus. Upligid Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Ka'am Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, another Gedoyla Mikulan. So in this Gemara, what's the highest Madrega? According to the Tanakhama, it's Chasidus. Chasidus is the greatest. Upligid Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, the Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, that really Anova is the greatest. The Mesilas Yesharim, in his Seder of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's Braisa, his last Midah is Midas HaKedusha. That's the highest Madrega. But the point is, if you look in the Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, you have one Manama that says Chasidus is the highest Madrega. The highest level a person could attain in Avodah Hashem is he could be called a Chassid. According to Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, it's Anova. Anova is Gedoyla Mikulan. That's an oxymoron. But Anova is Gedoyla. That's the highest Madrega. Anova Gedoyla Mikulan. The Mesilas Yesharim said it, that it's Kedusha. And the truth is that the Marsha said that the Nusach of Nishmas is revealing in terms of what the proper say is. I mean that it says in the Nusach of Nishmas, first Yosha, then Tzadik, that's a riot to the Rajba. It's a Kashman Rashi. So Lachur, if that's the case, it's Bilshoin Chasidim Tiskadosh Uvikerev Kedoshim Tisalo. It sounds like it's first Chasid, then Kaddish, which is the Nusach, it's the Girsa that the Ramchal had in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. But it's not like the Gemara says Chasidus Gedoyla Mikulon. It's not like the Gemara says that Anova's Gedoyla Mikulon. But either way, this is the Machloikis between Rashi and the Rajba in our Gemara. Rashi says that the Yosher is greater than the Tzadik. That's why the Tzadik is only going to get Or. Or is the rule of Tzadik. The Yosher is Uli Yisrael Lev Simcha, because Simcha is better than Or, because the Yosher is greater than the Tzadik. Says the Marsha in Chedusha HaGadis, the Rajba said not that way. Rajba said the Tzadik is greater than the Yosher. V'chein nirim minusach nishmas. Because you see, first Yosher, then Tzadik. And we're just adding, if that's the case, it seems first Chassid and then Kaddish, which is like the Ramchal's Nusach in Mesilas Yesharim, not like the Pashtas in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof on the days. The Polish Chassidim say over a Vart. I don't know if this Vart was said by the Kotzke Rebbe, but it's definitely a very, very Kotzke Vart. The Vart is that we say in Nishmas, Befi Yesharim Tisroimam, Uvesif Tse Tzadikim Tisbarech, Uvashoin Chassidim Tiskadash, Uvekerev Kedoshim Tisal. We've all said it our entire lives. But he said, if you look carefully, the word that we use to describe the Yashar, the Tzadik, the Chassid, the Kaddish is not the same. The Yashar is Befi Yesharim Tisroimam. He's meroimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his mouth. The tzaddik ubesif tzei tzaddikim tizbarech with his lips. The chassid is uvilshoin chassidim tizkadosh with his tongue. And the kadosh is bekerev kadoshim tizhalel. It's with his intestines. It's with what's inside of him. So the Kotzke Vart is that his four madregas and avodas Hashem, like the Marsha said, v'chein nirim minusach nishmas, this yashar, this tzaddik, this chassid, and this kaddish. The yashar is the lowest of these four. Then comes the tzaddik, then comes the chassid, then comes the kaddish. The Kotzke Rebbe said that the higher a person is in his avodas Hashem, the more his avodas Hashem is going to be b'tznius. The more it's going to be b'tznei aleches. The yashar, who's on the lowest of the four madregas, it's b'fi yisharim tisraimam. He's meraimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his whole mouth. The tzaddik, so in a little bit of a higher madrig, it's not his whole mouth. It's besif tzei tzaddikin. It's only with his lips. His lips are moving. But it's not b'fi yisharim tisraimam. The chassid's on a high madrega. It's uvilshoin chassidim tisgadash. You don't even see his lips moving. His tongue is moving. But it's not his lips. And the Kaddish, he's on the highest of these Madregets, it's Bekerev Kedoshim Tisalal. By him, his Avoid is 100% Bepnimius. His Avoid is 100% Batznei Aleches. And I was thinking that we learned the Gemara on Daf Hei Amid Beis. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. So we said over Machshava, the Chassam Sofer, the Oilus Ephraim, that really the message of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis is not specific to Yaakov, but there's something to be learned for every single person. But of course, a mikra yoytzim midei pshutai, pun intended in that sugya, and that is Yaakov Avinu was the one that was Loi Meis. And there was something about Yaakov Avinu that he was Loi Meis. The Ramban, in the very last Ramban, in Parshas Vayechi, and it's also Rabbeinu Bechaya at the end of Parshas Vayechi, says that the reason it was Yaakov Avinu that was Loi Meis, because Yaakov Avinu was called Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's Yaakov. He's the third of the Avos. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He's the Bechir of the Avos. And he was B'madreges HaKedusha. And he says when someone reaches the pinnacle of Kedusha, when someone's Bespitz Kedusha, he's Loi Meis. He says that's why you find the Gemara says in Ksubas, this was a related raid by Randafe. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubas, B'shas P'tiras Yishal Rebbe, that after Rebbe was Nifta, every Friday night he would come home and he would make Kiddush. And Rabbi Kivega and Gilian Ashas over there is Mitzayin, the Sefer Chassidim, that says he would be mighty everybody with his Kiddush. I La Mesim Chavshi, once somebody's a mace, he's Potem and a Mitzvah. A cotton can't be mighty you, because he's Potem and a Mitzvah. So how could a mace be mighty you? So says the Sefer Chassidim, it's because Sadiqim b'misasim kruyim chayim. But in the related raid bite, we said over from the Megala Mukos, that the Megala Mukos said it's much deeper than that. It's because Yaakov Avinu was a Gilgal of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, or Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was a Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. And just like Yaakov Avinu was Loi Meis, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was also Loi Meis. We know Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. In fact, the Gemara says in that Sugya Masechtas Ksubas, that Yoim Shemeis Rabbi Batlo Kedusha, because that's the essence of Loi Meis. The essence of Loi Meis comes from Kedusha. So Yaakov Avinu is the ultimate Kadosh. Kadosh, said the Kotzke Rebbe, maybe, is Bekerev Kedoshim Tzalo. His Avoido is 100% Pnimius. What do we know about Yaakov Avinu? These are the parashiyas that we're learning right now. Yaakov Avinu was an Ishtam Yoshev Oyholim. His Avoido was Bitznius. He was an Ishtam Yoshev Oyholim. He sat in a tent. He wasn't out making noise. He was sitting by himself. Yaakov Avinu for 4 years, the Gemara says, Hitmin atzmai bebeishem ve'ever yudal chonim. He was hidden. The Sfarim said that even the Malachim didn't know where Yaakov was. That's why it's not mentioned in the Torah. It was such a covert mission that we only know it by remisa. Vayishka b'makom ahu. The Gemara in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Megillah, do all the math, make the cheshbonos. This 14 years missing. The Torah says, because that's Yaakov. Yaakov's avoida is an avoida of hitmin atzmai. Vayivaser Yaakov levadoi. That's the madreg of Yaakov. The Gemara says in Masechtas Psachim, Avram Avinu referred to the Har Abayis as a har. Yitzchak referred to it as a sada, and Yaakov referred to it as a bayis. What's the difference between a har, a sada, and a bayis? A har is exposed. A sada is exposed. A bayis is bitznius, because that's the madrega of Yaakov Avinu. Avram Avinu was mesakin shachris. Yitzchak was mesakin mincha. Yaakov was mesakin mayriv. Shachris Mincha, it's during the day. People are outside. People are coming. Mayriv, that's already at Shetichle Regal Menashuk. Nobody's outside anymore during Mayriv. Mayriv, it's quiet. There's nobody outside. Mayriv, Laila is this man of Tznius when nobody's around. Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin Arvis because Yaakov Avinu was Kedusha. He's Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Look at the Ramban in the end of Parashas Vayechi, Rabbeinu Bechai in the end of Parashas Vayechi. That's the Yisoid of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. It's Kedusha. Kedusha, like the Kotzke Rebbe said, is Bekerev Kedoshim Tzalo. It's all Bekerev. It's 100% Bepinimius because the highest Madrega is Kodesh, like the Ramchal says. And the highest Madrega is where the person becomes snowbitsnius. Right, we spoke out yesterday. What's the Indian of Kedusha? Tzadikim oichlem ubailem eschaprim mikol eitzagan ochel toichel. The tzaddik is eating. He's just eating. He's taking a glass of water. He's putting a little bit of food in his mouth. But that's a carbon. Usually when you think of a carbon, what's the imagery of a carbon? You see the kayhanim and they're bringing carbonas. The tzaddik is sitting. He makes a shahakol near bedvaroi. He drinks. Mikol eitzagan ochel toichel, like we said yesterday from the Shlach Kodesh. Because just the achil, that's the tachlis atznius. He's doing what to you seems like a mundane thing. But this is the gresta avoidus Hashem. It's bekerif kadoshim desal. You don't see anything. Forget about you don't see this halal. This is garnished. You see mikol eitzagan ochel toichel. But that's the Kodesh. That's Kirbach HaKadosh. That's the highest Madrega. That's the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu. And that's the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu. And that's why you find this Inyan of Seser and Tznius throughout the narrative of Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu is Kadosh. He's the Bechir Sheba Avos. He's the one that's Loi Meis. And that's the Inyan. That's the Inyan of Bekerev Kadoshim Tzal. You know, the Welt says that in Kotsk, the most important thing was the emes, right? In Kotz, the most important thing was the truth. So Pashit, it sounds like, oh, in Kotz, the worst thing you could do was lie. Midvar sheker tirchak, that was from the Averis Chamuris in Kotz. It was way, way, way deeper than that. When the Welt says that in Kotz, the most important thing was the truth, it meant that a person had to be authentic. A person had to be honest. And the worst thing to the Kotzke Rebbe was somebody that outwardly, it appeared he was a Greisa Oivid, but really, V'libay Lavimoy. But inside, his heart really wasn't with him. Emes meant that the person was authentic. He was true. That his actions matched what he really felt. Like the Gemara said in Tainus Daf Ches, just putting some of the Gemaras together. Niso Livaveinu Al Kapayim. Your hands are flying up in Shemayim, but your hearts, your lev, are together with your hands. That's the way you're supposed to be. You know, the Kotzker Rebbe used to say, the Chazal say, Kol Masecho Yil L'Shem Shemayim. So you say, Kol is L'Rabbis. What's it coming to be, Marba? He said, it's coming to be Marba, even your Maisa Shemayim. The Maisa Shemayim also have to be L'Shem Shemayim. Pashit, Kol's coming to be Marba, everything else you do. He said, no, Kol is L'Rabbis, the Maisa Shemayim. They have to make sure that all your Maisa Shemayim are also going to be, it's also going to be a Maisa Shemayim. The Kotzker Rebbe used to say, Shabbos hi mi lizoik. Shabbos hi mi lizoik u refura krei v'lava. He said, what's the pshat? He said, because the grest is the akka. Today's daf. Shabbos hi mi lizoik. The grest is the akka that a person could do is what? Is not to scream. Bekerev kadoshim tesalo. This is the grest to geshrei. It's to not say anything. That's Shabbos hi mi lizoik. We spoke at the Gemara, or the Vart from the Kotzker Rebbe in Sukkot Av Chav Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara said, Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. The Kotin Shabbakulon was Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. The Gadol Shabbakulon was Yonis and Menazil. Kotin Shabbakulon, Rechem and Zakkai knew everything. He knew everything. Everything, Larabbi Sichas, everything. Who was the Gadol Shabbakulon, Yonis and Menazil? Amar of Yonis and Menazil, that when he would say, Torah kol eif ha-pireyach, would burn. There was Eish, and anything that would be on time. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, if the Gadol Shabbakulon was so gewaldig, what did the Rebbe do? When Hillel learned, what happened? So the Kotzker Rebbe said, nothing. Because his Madrega was so high, it was Bekerev Kedoshim Tazalo. You couldn't see anything. That's a Kotzker Vart. Because that's what Emes is. Emes is that I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it for myself. What's the barometer? Well, if you're putting on a gerida, so then I don't know. Then you're suspect. But the real litmus test is if a person's avoid is 100% bepinimius. It's 100% bekerev kedoshim tesal. That's how you know that the person is authentic. The Welt tells a story that there was a Kotzker Chassid, Reb Leibler. He was lying on his deathbed, and the Kotzker Chassidim, they all gathered him, and they were waiting for Yetzias Neshama, and there was an awkward silence, and one of the Chassidim, he pipes up, and he says, Reb Leibler, tell me, when a person's lying on his deathbed, does he have a Yetzahara? So he says, ooh, hotea Yetzahara. He says, really? He has a Yetzahara? What can the Yetzahara possibly be telling him to do? His mom is about to die. The Neshama is 1 foot out. What can he possibly be telling him? She says, you want to know what the Yetzahara is telling me right now? He said, the Yetzahara is telling me to scream and to yell, Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu Hashem Echad. So like this, when I die, people are going to say, Yotza Nishmasai Be'echad. That was the Kotzke Yetzahara. The Kotzke Yetzahara was put on one last show. One last show for the Yoilam. So like this, they're going to say, ooh, is that Gavein HaTzadik? Yotzen Rishmasik Echad. Because that was Kotz. Kotz was Bekerev Kedoshim Tesalom.